boys and girls getting down on the farm.
In our final segment here with Farmer Greg, we're going to talk about microclimates.
Yeah,
to start off with.
That's a really important thing. One of the quickest way to kill your fruit tree is to plant it in a really warm microclimate. Now, when I say warm microclimate, I'm talking about gravel. So if you have a gravel yard or a dirt yard with block walls all the way around it, sidewalks, concrete, asphalt, all those things contribute to the heat profile of the space. And I can't tell you how many pictures I've gotten in the past 5 years from people that, you know, why did my fruit tree die? And they planted it right in the middle of a gravel yard with no shade.
Well, you go stand there for 5 minutes in July and you tell me why you think it's not doing good.
Exactly. And that's what I tell people to do. I say, go stand out there for, you know, in August for 20 minutes and see if you'd want to live there. So there's, you know, there's ways to mitigate the heat. You know, we talked about the 6-6 rule, the woody mulch. That's a huge way to do it. If you are dealing with gravel, you know, and a really warm microclimate, go to 8 feet diameter. That'll help a lot. Also, shading your trees for the first year or two, especially on the, you know, the deciduous and the citrus trees, shading them for the first year or two will help a lot.
Now, you had some fun facts about citrus that you wanted to share before we wrapped up this program.
Yeah.
What's a fun fact on citrus for our listeners?
One of the fun facts, and this we all know this, citrus are evergreens. That means they don't ever lose their leaves. They'll stay green. So the nice thing about my citrus in my front yard at the urban farm is I have this nice wall of citrus that's between me and the street.
Okay.
And you couldn't put up a wall like that. You can only grow one. So given that it's evergreen, it stays green all year round. That's cool. Some varieties bud and produce fruit all year round.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that cool? Isn't that some
varieties
of the lemons,
that work here?
Some of the lemons will have fruit on them all year round. We already talked about the peak season is November through February. Although I've got some Arizona sweets that stay on through May and into June on my trees. This, I didn't know this. Citrus can be left on the tree without becoming overripe.
Really?
Yeah. Now it'll eventually dry out.
Now they start to shrivel.
It'll eventually dry out. But
it won't overripen.
Yeah, apparently they don't overripen. Here's the other thing about citrus that I didn't know, and that is that once you pick it, it doesn't continue to ripen. So you have to pick it right off of the tree. Otherwise, it's not going to be ripe for you.
And in a lot of cases, the only way to know if it's ripe is you just got to pick one off and eat it.
There you go. And I didn't know this either. Almost all varieties of citrus originated in Asia.
That I did know. Now, I don't know how that got to the hands of St. Mary's Food Bank in the 1800s, but...
Well, actually, I don't know what date it was, but we actually started planting citrus here in the late 1800s. So the orchards started arriving in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
Now, what are some of your favorite varieties?
And oh my gosh,
let's hit tropicals in that list as well.
Yeah. So Caracara navel, I've already mentioned that. It is absolutely delightful. Trovita orange. The nice thing about, so the Caracara navel is an actual navel. It has a little navel on the end, basically no seeds, peels real easily. The Trovita orange is a really nice orange. It's kind of a mix between a navel and a non-navel. There's a few seeds in it. I'm eating them like mad right now. They're still ripe on the tree and I'm still harvesting them. They're nice and sweet. The cool thing about Trovita oranges is that they are great for squeezing as well as peeling. So you can make orange juice out of them as well as peel them and eat them right off the tree, that's what I do. I just peel them and eat them right off the tree. And then there's the gold nugget mandarin.
And I bet you even leave your rinds on the ground for composting.
Shh. Don't tell Heidi. And then there's the gold nugget mandarin, which is an absolutely delightful mandarin orange. It's about the size of a baseball. It peels real easily. The skin comes off real nicely, and it's got a nice floral flavor to it. Those are three of my favorite oranges.
And then what about tropicals?
Tropicals are interesting here. As it warms up in the winters, for the past 3 winters, we haven't had a freeze. So I actually have a papaya growing and producing in my backyard. I have a papaya tree in my backyard that's 18 feet tall. I have to use a ladder to climb up it to pull the fruit off of it. And right now, this weekend, there's probably 40 fruit on it, medium to large size fruit. So this is a heavy producer, but it hasn't frozen. You know, we haven't had a hard freeze. So that's what's allowing that to happen.
And but the next hard freeze, a lot of those cases, you know, you just cut it down and the rootstock survives and it just starts over again.
Starts over again. Exactly. And then, you know, the unicorn of trees is everybody wants an avocado. An avocado, I call it an advanced fruit. You know, it takes a lot of effort to keep it alive through the summer. A lot of microclimating. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to grow avocado, you need a really, really, really cool microclimate. No sun for the first 2 years.
Yeah. That's a hard placement in Arizona to find that layout. So we appreciate you coming down. As we wrap up, people can get a hold of you at the Pop-Up Nursery today.
Today until 3 o'clock at 4549 North 7th Street. You can find us at urbanfarm.org. And I'm Greg at urbanfarm.org.
And you can access that website, of course, 24/7, 7 days a week. You can even put pre-orders in for the Pop-Up Nursery on the website.
Yeah, you can in the fall. Right now, you got to come down and see us.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. And I'll be there this weekend and next weekend for questions and.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you in March here at Rosie on the House as we talk about
jumpstarting your spring garden.
Yes.